Sean Atello is here, Chief Executive Officer, Jackson Y MCA. Busy news time for you.
Wow. Very busy time for us down at the Y, but lots of great things happening at the Y, too.
So you've had some changes.
We have.
Fill us in.
We have. I think the big news, though, is our expressing our gratitude to everyone who has supported our capital campaign to build a new state-of-the-art YMCA in downtown Jackson. We're currently at about $22.8 million. You'll remember our goal is $25 million, and we do hope to close the gap as quickly as possible. But one of the things we learned recently is that we have raised more than any other YMCA in the state of Michigan for a capital project. And the fact that we have been able to do that despite many challenges in the last year to two, particularly fundraising through a pandemic and through facility closure, we're just really proud and really thankful for the way the Jackson community continues to wrap its arms around its YMCA.
So you're kind of retooling your game plan.
We are. We had hoped to be able to build a brand new building, completely new construction. That was the plan. And when we went out to bid, with Granger leading the charge, the bids came back in, and the final cost of the project was going to be significantly higher as a result of increasing costs of materials, labor, et cetera, et cetera. We have a couple applications in for federal appropriations, and we had hoped that we would know more about the status of the federal appropriations by now than we do know. And so we made the decision to make a pivot from completely new construction to a major redevelopment of the existing facility with a significant addition, a new component of roughly 30 to 35,000 square feet. It was a difficult decision to make, but it was the right decision to make. Two of our commitments when we launched the campaign back in 2017, the first was to be good stewards of the funds raised and to run a transparent campaign. This is the first time that the Jackson YMCA has run a campaign of this magnitude. Our current facility having been built back in 1962. And again, we wanted to be good stewards of the funds that we raised, and we're so appreciative of the overwhelming support of the community, and we decided it was time to take a look at our plan and adjust according to the current economic climate and construction climate.
Yeah, those costs never go down. They always go up.
Exactly.
So you found that out in a hurry.
We sure did. And it's interesting because we looked back at the early work that we did prior to publicly launching the campaign. We did a feasibility study and a community needs assessment, and we did an assessment of our existing facility. And then, of course, an assessment of the cost to build. And at that time, it made sense to move forward with new construction. Today, the value of the existing facility, particularly structural components, steel joicing, the value of the existing facility has increased so much that at this point it makes sense to take a close look at the existing facility, demolish certain components of it, of course, but also add some new construction to it, especially in the area of the Aquatic Center. A lot of work to be done there.
Yeah. Is it fair to say the bones, though, are solid?
That's exactly right. The HVAC system needs to be completely replaced. Much of the roof needs to be completely replaced. The word I'm hearing a lot is we're gutting it. And I was joking with a member the other day. I'd like to come up with a better word than gutting it, but I guess people need that visual because we're not putting more lipstick on the old pig. You know, this will be a massive, major reconstruction The design firm we're working with uses the term redevelopment, and you won't recognize the building as the same as what it is today. We're looking at a completely new facade around the components of the facility that we are saving. Lots of windows for natural light, major expansion of the aquatics area, and then, like I said, roughly 30,000 square foot addition on the east side of the building. So a big lobby and welcome center as you enter, and there again with lots of natural light. And sticking with our commitment to make sure our new facility is fully accessible and welcoming. When you walk into the new Y, we want the building designed to make a strong statement that you belong here, this place is for you, it's safe. When you walk in,
it will be new.
It will be new. It really will. And the exciting part is that we'll be able to maintain more parking spaces because we're actually going up instead of out. The complete new construction design was more of a spread out design. The addition will be a three-story addition. So we'll be able to retain parking spaces. We'll be able to retain some key features like racquetball courts and the indoor climbing wall. Those components weren't in the brand new facility because of the significant cost to build. And it'll be bigger. This new redeveloped facility will actually be bigger than the complete new construction design that
we
had in
key.
Mind. It is. It's fantastic.
I think people were feeling, cramped? Is that fair to say?
Yes. And with the increasing costs, and as we've been working over the last year and a half to 2 years on the designs, we found ourselves having to scale back more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And so this will allow us to retain existing programs and services for members and expand based on our commitments to the community when we launch the campaign. More multi-purpose space, more space for community partners, licensed childcare, all of the things that we committed to at the very beginning we'll be able to achieve through this new model.
I'm sure you've gone over this with your major donors, and they must be on board, or you probably wouldn't be here.
I appreciate you asking that question, Greg. It's an excellent question and certainly something we gave some thought to. Our board of directors and our campaign facilities committee did a lot of work behind the scenes since we got the guaranteed maximum price in roughly mid-November. The wheels have been turning very, very quickly, and part of that has been to consider our major investors or our donors and their expectations for the project. But once again, it goes back to this being a once-in-a-lifetime project, and we have to be good stewards of these hard-earned dollars that are being invested in the YMCA. And I'm very, very happy to report that we have had overwhelmingly positive response from our donors and from the community at large. Our anchor donor.
That's a sigh of relief.
It is, because the anxiety level, you know, when we made the decision to pivot was pretty high. This isn't a second class decision, so to speak. It's
right.
It was a shift in direction, but it was the right thing to do. And our anchor level donor, the John George Student Loan Fund, I had the opportunity to meet with them last week, and they are very supportive of the decision, as is our in-facility partners, Henry Ford Allegiance Health and Big Brothers Big Sisters and Consumers Energy, Dawn Foods. All of our donors are very supportive of the decision and understand the significance of the decision we made.
Looking at the timeline, it looks like that hasn't changed much.
You're right. The timeline will be roughly the same. Our plan is to begin the project in the early in 2022, and it'll be a multi-phased project. We'll start with new construction, and then we'll move to the interior of the facility and kind of work across the building, so to speak. We'll be able to redirect member traffic, so our goal, of course, is to continue to maintain operations throughout the project. It will be a little bit challenging when we get to the aquatics area. But we're really fortunate in Jackson to have a beautiful pool over at Jackson Public Schools. And we've got a great partnership with Jeff Beal and Kelly Hoover, the folks over at the rec department. And so we've already been able to work together on some programming. And our hope is that we'll be able to continue to work together so that this is a smooth transition for the community.
So you're still excited?
I'm very excited, honestly. To be able to have more square footage without long-term debt, to be able to maintain many of our existing programs and services that likely would have been scaled back on, it was a shift early on, but I'm very, very excited because I feel good about knowing that we made a decision that wouldn't encumber the organization with debt for years to come. Early on when we launched the campaign, we talked about how important it was that we got it right. We get it right the first time because we don't want our children to have to fundraise for a YMCA capital campaign in the near future. And the same thing holds true today. And the good thing is that we're going to move forward, be able to give the community more of what it wants and what it needs without significant long-term debt.
You're still accepting more support?
Absolutely. A lot of folks are looking for places to disperse year-end gifts, and there are a lot of naming opportunities available in the new Jackson YMCA, so I would ask that you consider us for your year-end giving and for beyond the new year. Like I said, our goal is $25 million. We're currently at 22.8. The most successful YMCA capital campaign in the state of Michigan, right here in Jackson.
So what's the next step?
The next step is to finalize new designs for this new version of our YMCA and to go out to bid with subcontractors again, get the final cost of the project, and begin construction early in 2022.
Just kind of redo that process?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
It's
been an interesting couple months for you.
Absolutely. It sure has. But every day, I'm amazed by our board of directors, the strong leadership that we've had through this campaign in Scott McIntosh and Matt Kirkman, just unbelievable leaders. Our board of directors, passionate volunteers, Rick Walton, Sarah Richmond, and many, many more that have really just pushed this forward and helped us to realize the success that we've seen over the last, well, coming up on 4 years now. We launched publicly in November of 2017.
Really? Boy, time flies.
And we had started the work, you'll remember, under the leadership of Rick Wilson, CEO at the time. We started doing the research, behind the scenes work, I want to say, end of 2015. So it's been a long journey. It's been a winding journey, but certainly a very, very good one and the right thing to do.
Be worthwhile when you get those keys.
It sure will. It sure will.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. I appreciate your
time. Good luck. Keep us updated.
Absolutely.
Shawna Tello, Chief Executive Officer, Jackson YMCA.